news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's 1 week until Joe Biden's inauguration and Donald Trump's White House eviction. But it's also a day when history is being made, as Donald Trump becomes the first president in the nation's 244-year history to be impeached a second time. House Democrats on Tuesday pushed through a non-binding resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, declaring Trump unfit after his incitement of a mob that attacked the Capitol. Pence notified Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he was rejecting the idea, thus setting up a Wednesday vote on impeachment. There's one article drafted by Representatives David Cicilline of Rhode Island, Ted Lieu of California, and Jamie Raskin of Maryland. They started writing it while in lockdown during Wednesday's siege, and it charges Trump with incitement of insurrection. Shortly after 9 Eastern time, Wednesday morning, the House began the debate. A vote is expected sometime late Wednesday afternoon. As many as a dozen Republicans are expected to step up. Congressman John Cotico of New York on Tuesday became the first Republican to announce he's a yes vote. That was followed by Adam Kinzinger, Fred Upton, and Jamie Herrera Butler, and then Liz Cheney. The number 3 Republican in the House issued this statement. The President of the United States summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Everything that followed was of his doing. None of this would have happened without the President. The President could have immediately and forcefully intervened to stop the violence. He did not. There has never been a greater betrayal by a President of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. After the House votes to impeach, the Speaker then sends it to the Senate for the trial. Chuck Schumer is reported to be negotiating with Mitch McConnell about the scheduling of a trial. If McConnell agrees, they could reconvene the Senate immediately and hold a trial in advance of Biden's inauguration. If not, there will likely be a delay to allow Biden time to get his cabinet confirmed and start fixing the damage Trump has done to the country. The New York Times dropped a very big story Tuesday with the headline reading, McConnell is said to be pleased about impeachment, believing it will be easier to purge Trump from the Republican Party. Well, it took 6 days, but there was finally a press briefing on Tuesday about the siege. For some reason, though, neither FBI Director Chris Wray nor Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen were there. Instead, the briefing was given by Acting U.S. Attorney in Washington Michael Sherwin and FBI official Stephen D'Antonio. They said that they've opened more than 170 subject files and charged over 70 cases. Sherwin said the scope of the crimes is, quote, mind-blowing and could include charges of sedition and conspiracy. Serious crimes that could result in up to 20 years in prison. Others described rioters engaging in open-handed combat with police officers and confirmed that there were pipe bombs planted outside Republican and Democratic headquarters. And they told of new threats of terrorism ahead of the inauguration, including a plot described by one member of Congress in which thousands of armed extremists would surround the Capitol and prevent Democrats from entering. This is like a really bad movie. Representative Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey said Tuesday night in a webcast that she saw some members of Congress leading people through the Capitol on the 5th of January in what she said was reconnaissance for the next day. She charged that some of her House colleagues had abetted Trump and the mob, saying, I'm going to see they are held accountable. Well, those members she identified were Congressman Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. House Democrats introduced a pair of resolutions that would formally censure and potentially remove those members who were complicit. One resolution aims to condemn and censure Representative Mo Brooks, who took the stage at a rally Wednesday before the riot and said,
today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ass.
And in the story that just won't end, at least 4,327 Americans lost their lives on Tuesday from COVID-19. As the nation suffered yet another single-day high for coronavirus-related deaths. That raises the nation's overall death toll from the pandemic to at least 380,796 people. The death toll here has averaged more than 3,300 every day over the past week. That's a spike of more than 217% from the middle of November. The number of new cases being reported daily continues spiking, meaning that the astronomical daily death figures are likely to keep rising in the weeks to come. Tuesday was just the second time that the U.S. reported more than 4,000 virus-related deaths in a single day. But based on current hospitalizations, it certainly won't be the last. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Visit NicoleSandler.com for more, and please click on that donate button.